Radio.com.
We will no longer pay respect to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Kid on the block, hold on your bets, here's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Poor's reeking testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne, it's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the
money, 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 money.
They see it, they see it.
It's all about the money. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Gurick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I'm Sir Rockin', joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
Hey, hey, hey. Money, money, money. It's Monday Night Raw.
The prodigal son, Shane McMahon, returned to Monday Night Raw. And he called Vince McMahon an egomaniacal, miserable old bastard who's lost touch with his fan base, his business, his reality, his son, his grandsons. Yeah, that was an interesting way to start it off tonight.
Somebody's been reading the internet.
Yeah, he also talked about how the backstabbing and the backstage politics will stop because it's choking the life out of this business. That's another go. Yep. He's been reading the interwebs because he now has a Twitter. So he knows what's going on. He knows the fans are like, can we make some changes? Can we?
He knows we're all excited that change is in the air. The authority is threatening to be felled.
And he pushed that tonight. He pushed that the authority, you know, could come to an end at WrestleMania. He wants it to come to an end at WrestleMania. He wants the I forget what the hell he phrased it, but he called Vince McMahon the old guard, basically, as it were.
Basically, yeah, he said it's time to go out with the old and in with the new.
Because it's his destiny to be in control of Monday Night Raw. It's his destiny to be The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Who he has a great respect for, by the way.
He does. And then we heard the gong and everyone's like, Taker? Taker? Taker?
Yeah, Taker. Taker? I actually turned around because it was in my kitchen. I was like, Taker?
No, it was not Taker.
It was not Taker. I was so disappointed.
It was Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Fans were chanting asshole at him. Felt like old times.
It did, yeah. It really did. And Vince actually said to the fans, is that the best you have?
And they start chanting for that Chicago-made punk guy.
And Vince is like, oh, let's see how long this lasts. And it just, like, pretty much
Not very long. That's what I thought. He said, Vince, Shane will fear sheer terror when he faces the Undertaker WrestleMania. He wrote him out of the will, and Stephanie gets everything. And they brought up a picture of him taking Shane McMahon to his very first wrestling match when Shane was 10. Vince had the photo in hand, dropped it, stomped on it, and broke it.
That was a very nice frame photo. Was that absolutely necessary?
Apparently it was. Vince said Shane grew up with a father who never disappointed him and is invincible. Vince said the difference is he is Vincent Kenny McMahon, whereas Shane is just Vince's son. Vince brought up the three grandsons, and he, you know, watched their father fall at WrestleMania, but he, you know, he said, it's okay. Once he's being put on the gurney, the only solace they will have is when Vince wraps his arms around them and tells them, at least they have one father figure to be proud of. Vince said it's ironic that his greatest creation will put his greatest failure to rest. Then he wanted Shane escorted out of the building. Four security guards come out. Shane said he'll go peacefully, but no, Vince wanted him gone. And then Shane beat up the security guards.
Yes, he did. Excuse me.
That was a good angle.
It was a great angle. I like how they're making this very, very personal between Vince and Shane. It's unfortunate Taker's stuck in the middle, but I have a feeling there's a plan there. But I like where this is going.
Mm-hmm. So
I like the animosity. Because I think some of the real animosity that's in the family is kind of coming into play.
Yeah, it feels very, very real.
And they're not that good of actors. I'm sorry, they're just not.
They're not.
So there's some underlying tension that's sort of coming to the surface with this.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So we have our opening contest. We have Kevin Owens and Neville in non-title match. This was a really good 10-minute match between the two. We had a nice, red arrow off the middle rope for a two count. He went to the top rope, got pulled off, rolled up, was going to the top rope, got taken from behind, roll up with the tights. 1-2-3, Kevin Owens is your winner. He then beats down Neville. Then, as I almost said it, you heard this. Before the powerbomb into the side of the ring, it was the return of Sami Zayn to Monday Night Raw. Went after Kevin Owens, threw him in the ring, punches, with help from Neville, kicked to the back of the head, clotheslined Owens out of the ring. Sami Zayn has returned, and is a thorn in the side of KO Mania.
I love how they're just going straight for this. They're not beating around the bush. They're not dancing around it. It's, oh, well, maybe we'll do it. No. We're just going to do this now. We're just going to give everybody what they want because everybody wants to see it. And we're just going to give you Owens versus Zayn.
Because why not? Yeah. So to run through a few more matches, Brie Bella lost to Summer Rae when Lana came out for a distraction. After the match, Lana hit the face buster, leaving Brie Bella laying.
In a skirt,
nonetheless. Impressive. Team Brie versus Team Lana? WrestleMania?
Maybe.
So we had an elimination tag team match, which was set up because Dolph deleted a tweet. Legit, that's how they set it up. He deleted a tweet and Stephanie didn't, because he said something bad about the Authority, and he brought up how he beat the Authority in Survivor Series 2014. He said if Shane wins at WrestleMania, then they will be out of power for good. Well, they booked an elimination tag, three members of League of Nations, Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett versus Dolph Ziggler. Barrett got eliminated, but then the bro kick. League of Nations win.
Poor Ziggles.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Ziggles.
Sasha and Becky were backstage. Sasha was telling Becky how she had her beat on Raw, and on SmackDown, Lynch said she would have won matches if they had gone longer. Lynch said they have a match with Naomi and Tamina. She said her to spare her Nicki Minaj attitude because it's time for an Irish last kicking. And Sasha said, we'll see who gets her Irish last kicked. A WrestleMania.
I can't wait for this. It's going to be epic.
So Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks beat Naomi and Tamina. After the match, Charlotte laid them out.
Yes. So this match is shaping up quite nicely for WrestleMania.
Yes, it is. R-Truth tried to deliver some pizza. Mark Henry ate the pizza that was meant for Goldust. Goldust is
go Mark Henry for not letting pizza go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I have to say about this.
I don't know what I think. So we had... Anyway, New Day versus Y2 AJ. Good match. Really good match. New Day retains with the big ending.
Which isn't a huge surprise.
No, it wasn't. So Jericho helps Styles up to his feet. Codebreaker. Boo. Codebreaker. Boo. Codebreaker. Boo. Jericho.
Eventually, you just got to be, can I have another, please?
Right? Then he shoved the Y2 AJ shirt down Styles' mouth. Because he is tired of the AJ Styles chants.
Oh my.
I like the angle. I like the match. I like the angle. I like the Jericho's gone heel.
Yes, between the two of them, Jericho's the best option to go heel.
That he is. In the sad portion of the show, Kalisto beat Tyler Breeze in a 2-minute match.
Hey, Tyler got on Raw.
Yes, he did. Backstage, Kalisto was talking about how he's watched Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero growing up, and he wants to have his WrestleMania moment. Ryback showed up. He talked and talked about something about Iron Man and Deadpool and other things. Said Kalisto's great, but he wants, I guess, he wants the Lucha Dragons to break up. Stop with the Ryback.
It actually led to a very interesting discussion between the two of us of, well, who would be Tony Stark?
It's a good question. I don't think we had an answer.
Because it's not Kalisto. He's definitely not Iron Man, and he's definitely not Deadpool. Dean is Deadpool.
Let's see. So, going back a little bit into the show, because this sets up... Oh, we should finish up. Ryback versus Curtis Axel. Ryback beat Curtis Axel. I don't know what the Social Outcast did. They did some weird chopping thing. Well, squealing or whatever. I was highly amused. I don't know what they were doing, but I was highly amused.
The Social Outcast is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in all of wrestling, and I love it. It's amazing.
So, circling back a little bit, Dean Ambrose came to the ring. He doesn't care what Hunter's or Rowan's plans are for WrestleMania and how inconvenient it was, but he's winning the WWE World Heavyweight title. Hunter tried to beat the Respect for Authority into him last week, but nice try. Ambrose said Hunter will respect him on Saturday at Roadblock when he wins the title and becomes the face of the company. His face will be on Oprah and on People magazine. Oprah doesn't have a show. Ambrose worked kept going, talked about how he loves kids, and they're only like regular people, only smaller. Ambrose said he would make Hunter buy him a new suit and new shoes. But then he's never going to wear the suit. But he was thinking about getting a lapel pin. He said he looks good in a suit.
He does look good in a suit.
He said he will lay it on the line like he always does. Triple H came out. He said Ambrose is a nice little fantasy, but the reality is he's going to keep the title as long as he wants. He's talked about how Roman tried to go against Authority, and while they're gluing his face back together, Ambrose then...
I think it's technically glue. They're just waiting for it to dry.
I think so. Ambrose talked a little bit and told Hunter to suck it.
Which was a nice little line there.
Yeah. He said Ambrose is more like a speed bump than a roadblock. Ambrose said he'd rather be delusional than whatever Hunter is. Hunter said he's driven and what makes Ambrose whatever he is. Ambrose invited Triple H to come to the ring. Fans chant asshole as he stopped. He asked the fans if they want to see him fight Ambrose, and, well, he fights on his own time. He said Ambrose will get his shot at Roadblock, but until then he's going to do what successful people do by delegating. And he delegated Bray Wyatt to face Dean Ambrose in the main event.
Hey, I'm not going to complain. Wyatt versus Ambrose, these two always have a fabulous match together.
Yeah, he said Bray Wyatt before the match said he has a chance to do what Roadblock, what Ambrose has failed to do time and time again, and it's conquer the conqueror. Wyatt said tonight he's going to use Ambrose as an example of how cruel and dangerous he is.
And he did.
And then Chicago. I'm here.
And Bray came out alone, which led me to ask Brock, or ask Rock, not Brock, good lord. Where are the kids?
I told you, he had a plan.
Yes, he had a plan, but it's like Bray's coming out alone, and we know the kids are there. Where are the kids?
Bray and Dean had a really good match back and forth stuff. You just know they have great chemistry.
Oh god, I love the Bray and Dean mixture. I would love to see them and get involved in something just really dark and just twisted and sick in that kind of feud, just because they would both go there. They would both be okay with going there.
Oh yeah.
And they kind of started to do it, and then they pulled back on it a little bit. But yeah, the chemistry between Bray and Dean is just fantastic, because they just go for it.
So you asked where the rest of the family was. Well, at the end of the match, they showed up. They surrounded the ring. They went on the attack. They take down Dean Ambrose, Sister Abigail to Dean Ambrose. Ambrose wins via disqualification. They stood over the fallen body of Dean Ambrose, all happy and proud of themselves. Then out comes the game.
They hugged.
They did hug. Out comes the game. Triple H takes his time, comes to the ring. Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt, looks at him. Glares at him. Circles around. And then Wyatt goes up behind Triple H, and Hunter turns around, and you see this look. Oh, I want you. I want to take you out so bad. I do, but it's not my time. But Bray Wyatt's like, I'm coming for you. When you look at this. You see this belt? I want it. I want this belt. I want this belt.
Yeah, he petted the title. He basically indicated he wanted the title. He wanted Hunter. The fans were chanting yes. I was chanting yes because the Wyatt family versus the Authority, Bray versus Hunter. I'll take it any way I can get it. Do it. Because I want to see that feud.
So the Wyatt family leave. Hunter then takes off his suit, his tie. He goes over and looks at the table, pulls apart the table, goes in to get Dean. Dean drops him with a dirty deeds. Dean holds a belt. Rollins.
Nice. Nice closing to the show.
Very nice closing to the show. We got the debut, Sami Zayn. We got more Shane McMahon. Wyatt's looked pretty good tonight. Hunter and Dean was sold for Saturday. I'm upset that we haven't had Paul Heyman versus Bray Wyatt, maybe Thursday.
Yeah, I need that promo battle.
Overall, good episode. Dragged a little, but overall good.
First hour was good, second hour into the third drug, and then the main event was nice. But yeah, I mean, it helped push everything forward for Saturday, and then obviously towards Mania.
This is very true, but that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday, though, is the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We have news. We have notes. We're going to be talking all about WWE Roadblock. We'll do some pick 'em. We'll break it down for you. We'll let you know what we think and who we think is going to win. We tweet of the week. Did I say NXT?
You did now.
NXT and so much more. It's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out The Rack Extra Season 5, Episode 6 and 7, both available at RackRadioShow.com.
Now available. Yes, sorry. I was moving. Sorry. So sorry. We're not behind anymore.
We're caught up.
We're caught up.
For now.
I have DVR, just in case.
We're good. Saturday Night Midnight-ish, it's TV Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last week's episode, where we covered the police chase of last century in a humorous manner. TV Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. TV Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, hashtag Blame Rob When a Celebrity Dies, and TV Radio Live. .com. Sunday night, I assume Russell Talk Radio is back with 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mason Omega, WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter for updates.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork and would like to view my artwork, go to behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on iTunes, search Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, and right back here next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks to Gurwork.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. You want to say something?
Nope.
Okay. So she's Lindsay, I'm Rock. Thursday, Rack, Monday, Post Show. See ya.
Bye.